This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. And luckily, we were able to determine the real Z.
Lucky.
The real Z. We called the coroner. We got the body bag out. And look, it's sounding a bit morbid already. But
it got a bit dark. Lucky you were able to make the right decision
on
that one.
Thank you very much. And look, I knew that last question there would get everybody.
I knew it. Yep. I knew it. You would know how to find the real me.
Exactly. I knew that the real Z would prevail.
Yes.
That's right.
But we've actually just received an email.
We have. Thank you very much,
Cameron. And we want to... Cameron is asking, where can I get my own evil twin? And that doesn't make sense.
Wow, that doesn't really make sense at all. But I wonder what the state of that person's email account is.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because
I often wonder the state of people's boxes.
Exactly,
especially
right?
Their inboxes.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, you know, it's a proven psychological fact that the state... of the, well, you know, asterisks, the proven psychological fact may not be true, but
yeah,
it's a proven fact.
The study hasn't been finished yet.
No.
We haven't concluded the study.
Still conducting, that's
right. They need a tidy box.
Yes, exactly.
Inbox.
If they have a lot of unread emails in their inbox.
Like a big build-up, though.
That's right.
Like of over time,
that's right.
They've just accumulated.
And it says like thousands of emails
they
unread.
They lay there.
Yeah.
They lay A there.
They lay B there. Whether it's menorah, I'm not sure.
Oh, that's gosh. Right. That's right.
The majora of the emails are there.
That's
You're right.
Right.
There could be a lot. And I feel like the messier your inbox is, the messier you are as a person.
Yeah, very much so. Very much
you know,
so.
It's
and
a good representation. It reflects
exactly.
You, I feel.
And the other side of the coin is that, you know, if you're keeping on top of your emails, if you've, you know, completely read them all and you're keeping it nice and tidy, then, I mean, really, generally, you're probably a very tidy person. You know, you keep the kitchen nice and clean.
Even if you just glaze over them and just get rid of the notification, give it a glance, give it a skim, like it's a uni lecture
Josh
readings.
Glance. Yes.
Yeah, give it a Josh glance. And,
front of the show.
Yeah, and then just go, oh, yeah, I've read that enough. I'm going to move on.
See, I'm the one who won't read the email, but I'll mark it as read just so I don't have the notification. So I feel like that's borderline.
You'll at least get rid of the red dot, which you wouldn't even know if it's a red dot.
Are you secretly a hoarder? Is that what you're trying to tell us? You're trying to come to terms with the fact that you're a hoarder.
I feel like it's the nicest way of not reading an email.
Do you think they'll have an edition of hoarders that will just be email edition?
Unread email. Yeah.
Your like, 15 gigabytes of storage
is full.
Being like Jenny, she has emails all the way back from 2015.
Exactly.
And that's not acceptable in this.
No,
it's 2017.
Exactly right.
We can't have that.
And emails going back, I mean, remember all the... I mean, the weird email accounts that you had, you know, when you were younger.
I'm embarrassed to think about what my very first email account actually was.
I can tell you what my first email account
Let's
was.
Let's do it.
I want
Let's give it,
it
out
send
live.
Send an email. It was when Batman was popular, like the Batman, like the Christian Bale, all that started.
Yeah.
And fat was a word.
With
T-H-A-T.
Pretty hot.
We're talking 2005, yo.
Yeah, pretty hot.
Mother flippers. It was na-na-na-na-na-na, fatman@gmail.com.
So how many na-na-nas were there?
There was, I think I was like, na-na-na-na. So there's four. There was four. So send an email to that. I can't remember the password, but you send
It'll
your
be
emails.
I had a similar one when I was 10.
Yeah?
I made one, and I still have it today, 15 years later. That's why I won't give it out live on air, but I'll give you it to it's similar. It's very similar. You only have to change some letters around.
All right.
But it's gormstar_monster_10@msn.com. The 10 being the age I was at the time.
See, I applied for a job a little while ago.
Right.
And I didn't realize that I would have emailed it from...
email account.
From like cummonster@...
It was pretty close. There was a 6 and a 9 in there, and I feel like that's already inappropriate.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Unless you're my dad's age, no 69 in there.
No, exactly right. It goes further back, you know, to like the old school, the darkness of chat rooms back in the day.
Yep.
You know,
or even instant messaging, you know, programs.
Yeah,
you
know? We all had our...
I am me, bitch.
Yeah, we all had our MSN
we did.
Screen names. That's right. That, you know, they were a bit mysterious.
Still an underscore blue 4444. As long as it was 4.
There's a lot of repetitive things that you can't remember in your emails.
No, it's always 4. It's always 4 because my favourite number's 4. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But
I'm available all night on chat.
That's why we, you know, we've had this real discussion in the pre-production meeting. We thought, let's just change the Laugh Out Proud email. It's the best thing. It's the best thing for the show.
Laughoutproud@joy.org.au
is where you can still send us emails.
You can still send us there, and it'll probably redirect to prettythang_hottie@msn.com.
So no, I think you're missing the 69. That's prettythang_hottie69@msn.com.
It is.
That's right.
So hit us up. We'll be online all night.
There. Or,
ready to take your email.
Or you can get us at laughoutproud@joy.org.au. Either way.
One will definitely work. One is still, I think, we're trying to get it sorted. Trying to get off the ground.
And we do cam for cam.
That's right.
Yes.
And like for like.
Clips are for sale. That's right. At this stage.
They are.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.